What you're hearing there is the sounds recorded not too many hours ago in Gaza by a young blogger called Rana Bakir. She's been tweeting about the conflict from her house in Gaza since Wednesday, participating in a global conversation. This flare-up between Israel and Hamas in the West Bank has seen a huge number of citizens in Gaza and in Israel reporting on events that they're seeing through Twitter. But it's not only citizens that are involved. Forbes magazine wondered aloud if this was the first war to be declared on Twitter after the Israeli Defense Force began live tweeting images and pictures of their bombing campaign. And militant groups in Gaza have also taken to Twitter, voicing threats and bravado as they battle for the hearts and minds of a global audience. This report begins with the voice of Rana Bakir, that blogger in East Gaza City.
I can hear the Israeli warships when they fire directly from the sea, and I can also see what is going on in the hospital. So at the moment, I was just on the rooftop, and what I saw was a body, obviously a man's body, being taken to the morgue.
From her vantage point in the east of Gaza City, Rana Bakir can hear Israel's warships firing, and she can see the ambulances coming and going from a nearby hospital. The recent barrage, she says, has been at the highest intensity she's heard yet.
Since Wednesday, this has been happening, but especially yesterday and today, the attacks from the warships have intensified really very, very much. Today was really the bloodiest in terms of the number of people who died and in terms of the attacks on civilians.
The Israeli government has said over the last few days that it's trying to minimise civilian casualties and be as surgical as possible with its strikes. And it contrasts its strikes with the approach of the rockets being fired on Israel, which it says are being indiscriminately fired into civilian areas. How do you respond to that kind of comment from the Israeli Defence Force?
This is completely inaccurate, and the numbers bear witness to this. As I said, we have more than 70 people killed since Wednesday. 24 are children, and more than 8 are women. This is not surgical killings. This is not an attempt to minimize this in the Gaza Strip. As I said, also warships are firing directly at residential buildings that lie across the coast, along the coastline of the Gaza Strip. And usually, these residential buildings are refugee camps because most refugee camps in the Gaza Strip.
How has social media, do you think, changed this conflict? Because I guess, does it help in some way that there, where you are, you can hear the bombs falling on Gaza around you, but you're actually able to tweet about it to quite a few of your followers, and you've been tweeting for the last few nights about this conflict.
Yeah.
Do you think that changes things for you?
Yeah, of course. It is, I mean, social media is incredible because it is really helping us transmit the images and the sounds and the and everything in the news and everything that is happening on the ground in the Gaza Strip. I've been using social media to report on what is going on in Gaza extensively since Wednesday, and I've been receiving huge support from people. People are now becoming more aware of what is going on. So this people-to-people communication that is enabled by social media is really helping us reach the people, tell them what is going on. We are able to transmit images, we are able to transmit sounds, we are able to transmit news, and this is really creating awareness as to what is going on in the Gaza Strip.
Citizens like Rana Bakir aren't the only ones on Twitter, though. The Israeli Defense Force has been tweeting throughout the conflict. They launched a hashtag that they hoped people would rally around on Twitter called Pillar of Defense. But it's impossible for any one organization to control the discussion about this conflict. Jonathan Albright is currently undertaking a PhD in online news media and digital journalism at the University of Auckland.
The community reaction, you know, it took off. It seems like there is about 5 to 10 times the activity, you know, varying on the Gaza hashtag as there are people kind of discussing or the conversation around the Israeli defense hashtag.
He says that while Twitter has given more power to citizens like Rana Bakir, he's also concerned about the potential power of companies like Twitter to censor the discussion.
While it does give more agency to individuals, you know, say in Gaza that are taking pictures or showing their stories, which is very powerful, I think, in terms of news, at the same time, it gives a lot of agency and power to social media firms such as Twitter that are, you know, that are largely based in the United States.
For her part, Rana Bucker will continue to use her waking hours to create a stream of information about what she sees and hears from her house in Gaza.
Social media is, I am just seeing it right now. It's just reporting what is going on in Gaza in real time, and the amount of support I am receiving it from people in real time as well is huge. It is really giving me hope.
That was the voice of Rana Bucker, blogger in East Gaza City, finishing that report.